After increasing pressure from the public and lawmakers, the U.S. Justice Department will release a memo previously considered secret about the use of the U.S. assassination drone program. An unnamed U.S. official says the memo will outline the rules for the killing of American terrorism suspects overseas. Calls for the memo to be released came after U.S. President Obama named a controversial nominee to a federal appeals court judgeship. David Barron, who was considered by the White House for the federal position, is one of the authors of the kill memo, as some have called it. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle said they would fight the president's nomination until the memo was made public. So far, the White House has only allowed a few select senators last week behind closed doors to view that memo. U.S. drone use has spurred continued protests in Washington while creating increased concerns in the international community over human rights. The controversy over drone assassinations has even acted as plotline material for popular U.S. television shows. But activists say nothing about the use of killer drones should be trivialized because the cost of even one accidental casualty is too high.
You end up getting a lot of civilians who haven't actually done anything or don't even pose a threat getting killed by these drones, even if they're striking an area that's deemed to be suspicious.
The White House admitted last year drones killed four U.S. citizens in Yemen, including cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who was targeted by a CIA drone attack in September 2011. The U.S. has continued to justify its use of drones to eliminate anti-U.S. combatants. However, some say that the continued use of unmanned aerial vehicles to kill will threaten U.S. security over time.
In the long run, it just ends up hurting our national security and killing lots of people overseas that are just trying to live their lives.
A federal court ruled this year that the CIA, the Defense Department, and the Justice Department did not have to respond to Freedom of Information Act requests for documents about drone killings. But the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit overturned that decision in April. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.